Welcome to International Report. As the eyes of the world turn towards India, where vote counting is continuing after a month-long election involving 900 million voters, we go to one area in Mumbai where many electors work in the informal sector of laundry. Their day-to-day life is not so much influenced by politics, but more by a need for survival in what is in many cases a generations-old industry. Correspondent Anjay Kadilka reports from Dhobighat in Mumbai, one of India's largest open-air laundries.
Striking picture of India's largest open-air laundry. Ramesh is a washerman who has been working at the Dhobighat for the past 7 years.
I wash around 2,000 clothes every day. Earlier, I used to do the work with my hands. However, now I use a washing machine, which is much easier.
Ramesh comes from the northern Indian province of Uttar Pradesh. Like other businesses in Mumbai, Dhobighat also attracts a number of immigrants from other parts of India. For Sandeep, who is a theatre artist, this is perhaps the most important aspect of this place.
I don't work in Dhobighat, but my father's house is here. My ancestors worked here as washermen. This place is special because it provides livelihood to many people. Many jobless people find work here. They wash and iron clothes, earning 250 rupees every day. That's about 3 euros. There's no shortage of work here.
Built by the British in 1890, the Dhobighat is spread over an area of 2.5 acres in the center of Mumbai. For 18 hours a day, over 7,000 people flog, dry and iron clothes. The cleaned and pressed clothes are delivered to individual owners. Typically in the evenings, you can spot delivery men carrying bundles of clothes on their bicycles. Today, around 100,000 clothes are washed here daily. Vishal has been living here for more than 16 years. He describes a typical day at the Dhobighat.
The work hours in Dhobighat are from 4 a.m. to 9 p.m. Some washermen still wash clothes with their hands. There are 692 private owners on these premises. On average, each owner gets between 500 and 700 clothes to wash every day. This number goes up during festivals.
The Dhobighat has an annual turnover of 12 million euros. But for many who live in cramped rooms in its premises, it is more than just a business. It's a tradition that has been passed down from generation to generation. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI,